Are we connected? Yo. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Sean.
We're recording right now. Okay.
Yep, I can see it.
Right. Oh. Hello, this is Llama
Swear.
King, and you're listening to Little. Sorry. Hello, this is Llama King, and you are listening to my podcast. Today I'm Lucky San 0420. And yeah. See, I told you that I would try to get someone on here yesterday. So yeah.
Yep, that's me. Oh,
So
man.
anyways, so Sean,
Yep.
how's 2019 been so far?
Well, interesting. I've seen some new people so far. Yeah.
That's cool. Right. Now we are going to predict the 2019 future type thing.
Okay.
So the first prediction, what would it be?
Every year, we get older and new challenges come up in our lives. It's like we see our parents like already as an adult because we were a child and like we see how their life is so far.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like a weird thing. Like we're at that point where we're gonna get jobs and we're like driving a car on the road or something like that. So I think it's going to be like a challenge.
That's good.
That's one of my
You want to know what
predictions.
I think? I predict that there's gonna be another engine car running on battery besides the Tesla.
Yeah, there could be new cars in 2019.
Or which is this year.
Just like it just feel like 2018 just like went like over our heads, like it was that quick.
Yeah, it was like this, like, oh, hello, goodbye type thing.
You know what,
Second.
Second.
What
I
do
see
you predict?
fireworks.
You?
Yeah, okay, I'm playing GTA 5 online and there's just fireworks going off.
It's still celebrating the New Year's.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, 2019 should be a fun type of year.
Yeah.
Third prediction. Our second prediction, we didn't get the second prediction. Yes, I see we be quite used to less now. Today, probably. Hey, Sean.
Yep.
You should be on every episode.
Every episode, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, sure. We on every episode. It's relaxing. Just run from it. Hide from it. Destiny rhymes all the same. You know who that was? That was Thanos.
Of course it would be.
I like Thanos. Anyway, about the predictions. So what do you think new game system is going to come out?
I think that they are going to have like a model that is like of a PS4 and then Xbox.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that for like a couple like months already, like the X Station or whatever, something like that.
That would be fun.
I already heard on this website, I don't know what it was called, but I think they could be making a PS5, PlayStation 5.
Is that even possible?
I don't know. And what would it be like? The PlayStation 4 is already good enough. But it already costs a fortune.
I think that if they ever did make a PlayStation 5, that it would be more like a same type of size console as the PlayStation 4, but like with much more stuff added to it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like you can put computer games on it and stuff. That would be fun.
Yeah, I hope to do something like that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Hopefully they come out with some better games. Hopefully they will.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah. Future game, Victor. What's gonna, if there's a new game out in the future, what would it be like?
Now that would be fun. I would hope that it would be like, let's see, like a fun game, you know? Like, if GTA 6 already came out, right? I think.
Did it come out?
I think it did. Hold on.
I don't know if it did. I seen trailers for it, but I don't know if it's actually a trailer for it. You know?
The release date for GTA 6 is... I said GTA 6 and it was like, GTA 5, okay. I was like, no. I said GTA 6. All it's telling me is about GTA 4 or GTA 5, which is... This is 4 or 5, I'm not sure. That's a Grand Theft Auto.
I think, yeah, it has that like weird like V, so V is 5. I think IV is 4 and VI is 5. Oh?
No, it's
not.
It says, as confirmed in July, Red Dead Redemption 2's release date is October 26, 2018. The much-anticipated sequel will be available for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Rockstar hasn't said whether or not it's coming to PC, but one of the programmers is working on the game and anticipated Red Dead Redemption 2 for PC in development. So basically, the GTA 6 is basically Red Dead Redemption, what it's basically saying. Hold on, got it. It says, remember, Red Dead Redemption comes out either 8 years after the first one. So the idea that GTA 6 comes out before 2021 seems ridiculous. So the best case, GTA 6 gets announced in 2020 or for 2021 release.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like...
no, I mean, it's next year, 2 years, 1 year. Ah, I dropped my phone, and I was recording on it.
No, I can understand because making a game like that, it's like...
Like with okay, all the details and stuff.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 took a long time to make that game. That took like, how many years? Like 2 years, I think?
I think, hold on.
2 or more years because yeah, it's okay. Like it's at least like 40-some hour long game or something. I think it's around like 40-hour game. So making a game that long must take like, you know, some time to make. So yeah. I believe.
Red. Okay, it's right here. Let me see. It says, on Friday, the much anticipated Red Dead Redemption 2 launched. The game is in massive. It took over 60 hours to complete the story. So yeah,
wow.
It took a little
and
bit.
And that's just story.
Okay, it also says here on VentureBeat.com, it says it may spend $300 million to market it.
Oh my gosh.
That means Rockstar might only have $3.2 million left in bank. And if Red Dead Redemption sells better than the first title, say maybe 25 million copies, then Rockstar could get another billion out of Red Dead Redemption 2 sales. So they spent a lot of money on this.
Yeah, that's crazy how much money they spend on that.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, sorry about that.
What's your name? Sean. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you know that there's 5 places that you can hear this podcast at?
Is there?
Yeah, there's Anchor, which we're recording on, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Stitchers. I'm like, wow. Like, yesterday it said that it was on 4, and now it's like saying that it's on 5. I'm like, oh my lord.
Yeah, these things are...
Next prediction.
No, I thought we were talking about our games.
Yeah,
like, what? Yeah, and didn't we, like, start talking about, like, GTA 6? Yeah, when's that coming out? Oh, yeah, this day. Oh, we don't have a date. Then we start talking about Red Dead Redemption 2. Anyway, so my favorite game that I wish would come to light would be, like, have you ever heard of a game called A Way Out? Like, something kind of like that. Or, like, this guy went into prison. And he got into the cell with this other dude. And basically, they escaped prison to go after this guy named Harvey, and they killed him at the end. But then when they came back to America, the guy that went to prison next to this dude in the cell set him up. And, he was a cop the whole time.
Oh, that sounds like
basically
interesting.
Like, it's already a game, but, like, I wish, like, there was another game just like that, but, like, instead of, like, forced to walk this way, you can, like, just free roam and, like, kind of like GTA, do your own missions however you like them.
Yeah. And you want to know what I wish they... Huh?
And also, I wish that games, like, allowed you to actually wear whatever you want over whatever. Like, there has to be a limitation over something. But GTA 5, like, I've been trying to get this mask and on this other outfit, but I can't. Like, it won't work. It's only for that outfit. And that just makes me mad. I just wish I can just wear this mask on this one instead of having to wear it on that.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Ooh. It was something I just forgot. Oh, yeah. Do you want to know what I wish that GTA or Rockstar would add to GTA?
What? Oh, what should I add?
I wish they added that, like, you can walk into a store and, like, you could, like, work there. Or to any building and work there. That would be cool. You know?
That would be cool. Yeah, and actually, like, work a job. Okay, someone just said I have an IP. Get the best complete. Oh, my God. I hate these people.
Instead of having to download a mod for it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I hate people with mod menus. I really do. There's some people actually like because, you know, they give you money and they rank you up. But other people's are just, like
yeah.
I can't say what I want to say, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. That's not even my IP. Whoever sent me that is a retarded mom. Can't say that either.
Anyways. Wow, we've been recording for 16 minutes and 50 seconds. That's a new record.
I was recording last night and all of that was lost. It all like disappeared on me.
On Anchor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it was like a 25 minute like recording session. Just me, and I had a good story, and well, you know, boom, disappears.
Yeah. No, like, the other day that happened to me, like, I would record one, and then I wouldn't like it, so I just, it would be loading, so I would be like, I don't like this one, so I would record another one, and I would get done with that one, and delete the other one. And then, right when that one got deleted, it went bye-bye, and I was like, oh, no, I have to do it all over again. And that was yesterday.
And the one I did was last night, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
True.
And the thing is, I don't know about, like, this website. I don't know if you have to preview, like, your recording before you, like, post it up. But I was, like, just sitting there in my room. What is this?
What?
Oh.
Whoa.
This dude is in... that's weird. I hate modders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish... Should we get back on to the predictions?
Yeah.
I don't know how that took its toll type thing.
Like, yeah.
Oh, hello. All right, next prediction. Sean.
Yep.
What do you think the houses are going to be like? Like, will they build bigger houses, smaller houses, medium houses? Like, when I mean, like, bigger houses, I mean, like, bigger than bigger houses, you know? Like, tower houses.
Well, that's a tricky one. I think they might make, like, huge houses. Like already, like, this day and age, a lot of people are getting richer. Like,
yeah, because of the lottery and stuff.
Yeah. So, our world is changing so much, and a lot of people are getting richer and richer. And, yeah, basically, like, people are gonna have like bigger houses. Yeah.
You wanna know what sucks?
What?
The people that don't get rich, they like get so mad, and then they get so sad and so mad, and then they go like, "I blame this on this person," and they wind up going and killing that person. Which sucks about this. Is that I think. What do you think?
Money's a big issue, though. Like, I know, like, anything, you need money for something, like. And you know what they say? Money is the root of all evil. And I kind of believe that in a way, you know? Kind of believe that.
Yeah, in the Bible, it says you are not allowed to love money. And if you do, apparently you're not going to go to heaven. Or something like that. Says something
like the thing is, if I was like a multi like trillionaire, I wouldn't be greedy of my money, because you know money doesn't come so easily as some people do. Like I understand, like, Trump's family, like, they literally had to build their like empire from the bottom, like the stick. And like, you know, for the people like born into being rich, and that's a different story. If you were born and your family was poor, then you turn rich, you're not going to be greedy. But if you're already rich, you're going to be greedy about it. Like, that's the thing. That's what I hate about rich people.
Yeah.
Not that I have any opinion. Don't come to my house, tell me.
Anyways, next up, prediction. What do you think I don't know. You come up with one.
Okay, what are you gonna think is gonna happen in the new Avengers movies?
Without Stan Lee.
Yeah, it's gonna be huff. Huff? I mean tough. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they have like so many Marvel
Avengers.
Avengers comic. So like, not only is Marvel, like, thing Stanley. Stanley's the one that helped bring the superheroes to life. And
yeah.
So yeah, here's my question. Do you think that the people that are still going on with Marvel are gonna make the superheroes bigger, like, and better with their powers? Or just gonna make them look?
Like, in my opinion, like, no one can be as good as Stan Lee was. Like, that's just hands down, Stan Lee was the best. But yeah, like, we can't always doubt them. Okay, we can't always doubt, because what if like the end game, Avengers Endgame, was actually gonna be good? Like, just like the best one out of all of it. We don't know.
True.
And that's like the thing. I mean, Stanley, he brought hilarious and like funny into these movies, and like you said, he brought them to life, like these people, like he always wanted to.
Yeah.
And like, you see him in like Iron Man, and like that part where he was like Tony Stank or whatever. Yeah, you know, he like puts like little funny clips in the movies, you know.
Yeah, like at the end of Venom, which I watched the other day, he at the end, at the very, very end of the movie, he says, "Don't let go of her, the both of you." Which meaning, I guess, which meaning for Venom and for what's his face? I think Will or Eddie.
Eddie Brock.
Venom or Eddie. Yeah. Venom or Eddie to go of her, like, you know? I think it's funny how, like, at the whenever Eddie gets Venom, he gets, like, scared at the first part of, like, whenever Venom's talking to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
What?
Little story fact about Stan Lee. It says here Stan Lee was an American comic book writer, editor, and publisher who was active from 1940s to 2010s.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. His full name was Stanley Martin Liber. He had two kids. His kids was Juana Celia, I'm not sure how to say that. Lee and Hanley. Wow, I think he's related to Bruce Lee. I wonder if that's true. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
It said, yes, can you tell? I guess Stan Lee and Bruce Lee were related, I guess. Because up here it says, on www.quora.com, is Bruce Lee related to Stanley? For some reason, it says funny thing. It says,
like, probably.
It says, yes, can't you tell they look just like 1.3K views? Views 5 up. Uploaders related questions. So, I wonder if they are all, like, related. I mean, they have the same last name. And what this is saying is that they look like, and basically with their last name type thing.
Yes, yeah, it's possible that they could be.
Yeah. Sean. We went from saying, like, predictions and stuff like that, like how's 2019 going, to talking about Stanley and Bruce Lee somehow being related. Whoa, 28 minutes.
Wow. I haven't been paying attention how long we've been doing this.
Hey, do you know what Nick got me for Christmas?
What?
A wallet. A what?
You can't a what? Say
that. Nothing. I said a wallet.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways. Oh, yeah. Maybe I can see if Bailey can come on tomorrow. Like, you, Bailey, and me all on tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, then, but you know, like, Bailey's like, I don't know.
He's one of those types that he will do it, then automatically changes his mind. Like, no, never mind, I don't want to do it type thing.
Yeah. Or it's like he's not funny. Like, That's what I don't like about Bay. Like, he, okay, you know, like, he has those, like, headphones and stuff like that.
Yeah. So basically, like, those Xbox ones?
No, the black ones with the duck, with, like, the tape around it. Like, those. Dude, one day, I was with Nathan, and he literally, like, walked up to us and be like, hey, check these out. And such a freaking flirt. I don't know why I said flirt, but.
Probably because you wanted to say a different word, but you can't say a different word.
Yeah, a little bit. And he's like trying to like show it off to Ryan, like it was funny.
Hey Ryan, look at what we have here.
Look at Ryan, like he would not look for like 10 seconds. Like Bailey was just standing there with that smile, just like, yeah, hey, you see these?
Yeah. Whoa. We've been going on for 31 minutes.
Longer than I do.
This is longer than what I thought we would do. Maybe we can make it to an hour.
That'd be cool. His wife.
Huh?
Huh?
Huh. Anyways. Sean.
Yep.
Sean.
Yep.
Will you be on tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow.
And you heard it here first, folks. Around like 6 or 5, probably, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, school's tomorrow. I don't know if you know that. Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, by the way, I won't be in band anymore. I mean, art anymore.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to band.
I see how it is.
Anyways, all right, it's time to say goodbye, Sean.
Oh. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Friends never say goodbye. Okay, I'm not.
All right.
Well,
this is Llama King. Oh, what?
Huh?
What? You said something before I was about to sign off.
No, I didn't say anything.
I'll talk to you later, Sean.
All right. Peace.
This is Llama King. Are you serious? Anyways. This is Llama King. Please tune in tomorrow for another episode with Loki Sad 0420. And you can also check him out on YouTube, which is, that's really cool music. So. Anyways, I will see you. Please tune in tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Goodbye. Good night.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.